Ash, morning.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller and I'm quite interested in the topic on the Manchester girl.
Well, thank you very much for calling in.
I used to be an ex-working girl and I've done therapy the last 5 years and they've turned my life around.
Congratulations to you, Ash, that's wonderful.
Yes, and by doing that it's sort of woken me up to the vulnerability of the girls that are standing out there, and I really recommend that it should be all, they should be all taken off the streets and put behind closed doors where it belongs, like in brothels or, you know, private establishments.
Why do you say that, Ash?
Well, for one, safety for themselves, safety for the community with the where they do work on the streets. It'll stop all the crime with all the drug dealing and the rape that goes on out there.
Ash, do you mind me asking, when you were working, were you working on the streets of Christchurch?
Yes, that's been 20 years of my life, working on the streets of Kay Road, Latimer Square, and Manchester Street.
When did you decide to turn your life around and find something else to make your money?
Well, it's been 5 years now with therapy, and it'll be continuous therapy. It's I've had a lot of trauma in life, so it's just sad that I sort of hear what's and go down Manchester Street and still see the girls out there and nothing being done. And I just really think, just to make the community safer and safer for the girls, it should be all put behind closed doors where it belongs.
It's interesting you say that, Ash, because the whole reason to decriminalise street prostitution was, they said at the time, it was going to allow working girls to be in safe houses, to be able to do their so-called profession with a roof over their head. And if something went wrong, they would have the ability to then contact police and not feel ashamed, because it was then going to be deemed as legal. But what I've seen is an absolute increase in street prostitution. Do you agree with that?
Definitely.
So while I think the law was well-intended, it completely misread the boat. And I understand one of the co-authors of this bill, I think it was Georgina Beyer, even admitted she got that one wrong.
Yes, it really needs to be looked at. It's like the street girls have just sort of been pushed aside and there's just nothing there. But I honestly reckon that it should be all put behind closed doors where it belongs, and it just makes the whole place safer for everyone.
You must have seen some horrible abuse in your time when you were on Manchester Street and seen the behaviour of the working girls. Can you just explain it to those who may not have an idea or understanding of what it's like? How do you explain it?
It's a dark world, and a lot of the girls that do stand out there have been traumatised or, you know, have had bad experience life, hence why a lot of us end up standing out there and drugs and everything can, yes, you definitely do see it out there and the effect it does have on them. And I just really think the council just really needs to do something. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous.
Don't be nervous. Actually, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, like what I said, I'm still doing therapy and it'll be for the rest of my life. But just to say that that was 20 years of my life as a working girl out there. And I just really, Winston Peters, if he's hearing Tracy Martin with her bill, trying to clear the streets up.
You see, if a bylaw was introduced and the council said, actually, we're going to listen to the residents' concern, we want a bylaw to ban street prostitution in residential areas, Ash, would that make a difference, though, to the working girls? Wouldn't they just go elsewhere? Or do you think they would try and understand that there are still people living in communities and they can't do their business in front of their homes?
Oh, I think it can be done. I think if you just have a bit more presence of the police force out there and just sitting out there on Manchester Street and, you know, just moving them on, and the clients as well that are driving around, just basically, you know, just move them on. It can be done.
I think it can be done.
It's just too easy access for the girls to think, oh, cool, I could make a quick buck tonight. I'll just go and stand on the corner of Manchester. But if there's a bit more enforcement with just by the police, just by sitting out there and just, you know, as soon as they see some activity, to tell them to move on, and I'm sure they'll get the idea.
Ash, I have to ask, do you remember that moment in your life where you thought, I'm done, I cannot be a street worker anymore?
Most definitely, and I know that's why I'm expressing myself that it can be done.
What made you change and thought, that's it, I've had it?
What made me change? I was just going through a process in my life where I was really commit suicide, and I thought, no. I had a friend that reached out to me, and ever since then I was ready to make that change. And that's another thing, is that you've got to be ready to make that change. And yeah, I was just lucky that I had someone that could see in me, but more of me.
So, good on you.
Yeah, ever since then I've been on this journey of recovery and addictions, control of, you know, dealing to addictions and that, and I'm doing well.
Well, congratulations to you, Ash, for turning your life around and for calling the radio station and sharing your very personal story.
Yes, I just happened to turn on in Manchester. I thought, no, well, I'll build the confidence up to ring. But yeah, thank you very much.
Well, good on you, and stay safe and well, and my very best wishes to you.
Thank you.